Charlotte Black joining me this morning with the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce. We like to touch base with our local chambers on a monthly basis, including Star Valley, Kemmer, Diamondville, and of course, Bridger Valley. Good morning, Charlotte. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great.
Hey, thank you so much for your time as always. And, well, just wanted to get some updates from the Bridger Valley Chamber. And it seems like the monthly luncheons are kicking back up for the chamber after taking a few months off due to COVID.
Yeah, it is. We are hoping to have another successful turnout for our monthly luncheons. They got pretty big there just before we had to shut them down. And so we just decided to move them to the Lyman Town Hall, to the upper part of that building. There's a little bit more room there so we can social distance. And we're just really looking for this opportunity to provide to our chamber members for them to show us what they've been doing here lately. And this month, we're going with October 14th, and we'll have Carla Buchanan from the Valley Learning Center there to talk to us about the information we need to know about what we're voting on here coming up. They're looking to get some grant money renewed, and they're having a hard time. They're wanting to make sure that the people know about it and to vote yes for that renewal. So we're looking forward to hearing from her. Again, that's October 14th at 12 o'clock, and they can RSVP by contacting me on my phone number at 787-687-6734, or they can email me, find my email on my Facebook. So yeah, we're really hoping we were getting up to 30 people at our March luncheon, so we're hoping we get back to that.
Well, Charlotte, this is just another good example of why it's important to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. You can participate in these types of events, but with this specific presenter, it seems like it's something that more than just business owners should be interested in. Is this open to the community if somebody wanted to come and listen to this presentation?
Absolutely. So our presenters have to be chamber members, but anyone attending can be any person in the community. They're open to anyone. We just would like the RSVP so we can count on seeing you. And if you want to come and just listen, you're absolutely welcome to. It's a $10 lunch, and we feed you really well for $10. And if you just want to come and listen, you're more than welcome to do that as well.
Charlotte Black with the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce. And again, this happening on the 14th of August. Anything else about the luncheons you wanted to mention this morning, Charlotte?
No, not on the luncheons. I would like to talk about a Halloween parade we've got coming up.
Perfect. Yeah, let's hear about it.
So the Union Telephone Union Wireless last year, we partnered with them to do a trunk or treat. And the success was just amazing. We had so many kids there and so many businesses. And so because of the COVID restrictions and what we're asking to do differently, we decided we would do a parade instead. And so businesses can enter floats into that, or individuals can even enter their float, and kids are encouraged to come and dress in costume. So we'll be doing it on Halloween, and the parade starts at 4, but if you're in the parade yourself, its lineup is at 3:30. So Union does this online portal where you can register your business and your float. So they haven't got the portal open just yet. They're working out some kinks. But just be looking for that opportunity, and it'll be all over Facebook. It'll be on our chamber page, and it's going to be really fun. It's been fun trying to work with these times, and people just become so creative, and I'm just super excited about this.
I think that's a great idea. So that's Halloween Day, the 31st, 4 o'clock, lineup at 3:30. Where will this take place?
This one will be in Mountain View. So we'll do it on our regular parade route for any of the parades that happen in Mountain View, and so it's a nice little location, lots of places to be and spread out. So,
Charlotte Black with the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce this morning on the weekday wake up. Charlotte, anything else regarding the Bridger Valley Chamber you wanted to mention today?
Yeah, I just want to add one thing. It's kind of sad news, but we are not going to be doing our craft fair this year in December. The restrictions were going to be pretty great, and we just weren't getting the vendor turnout that we needed, and so we're going to postpone that, and well, not postpone it, but cancel it this year, and just look forward to next year.
Okay. That's, again, Charlotte Black with the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce. Charlotte, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Duke. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you. Again, we like to touch base with our local chambers on a monthly basis, including Bridger Valley, Kemper, Diamondville, and Star Valley area chambers of commerce. And today's Charlotte Black with Bridger Valley. It's on the weekday wake up, Swift 98 and the Spur.